Okay, what was your name again?
First of last of
what's your date of birth? On a cell phone number. And what's your position, your title?
I'm an engineer, EMT.
Okay, just give me the rundown of, you know, when you got the call and what you did.
We got responded to a reported gunshot wound, GSW. Actually, it came out as a possible GSW. We got there on scene, and SO had already had everything taped off. The chief only brought a few of us in so as to not overcrowd the scene. And as we walked down south of down the driveway, block, observed a male who was bleeding, appeared to be from the head, and he was lying prone on his stomach in handcuffs.
Okay, and were you one of the first firefighters on scene?
Yes.
And a few stood back? Is that the way I understand it?
I'm sorry?
A few stayed back with
yes,
the engine?
Yes, yeah. Chief only brought in as much personnel as we needed, and then okay. You know, as the scene developed, we brought in more people, but we kept everyone behind the tape until we actually needed all those footprints trouncing around.
Right. Okay, what did you notice about the scene, or what were the deputies doing?
The deputies were trying to assist us, and we needed the cuffs removed so that we could roll the patient on his back. And begin our treatment. Deputy Vasquez was there. I'm not sure who else was around us, but he was primarily one helping us take the cuffs off and get the patient situated. Patient was still clothed and everything. Appeared to be a bullet wound from the left side of his head. There was a nickel-plated or silver gun. Pistol on the ground to the right of the scene, to the right of the patient. And then I believe when deputy did the pat down before I cut the clothes off, I asked the deputy if he'd done a pat down yet. He'd started doing the pat down. I believe they found another gun on the person of the patient. And we got all that removed. And then we started cutting all the clothes off and beginning our treatment.
Okay.
This is the manager. Man,
camera.
Was there anything unusual you noticed about the scene?
No, nothing unusual.
Did you know it was an officer involved shooting at that time?
I had asked Vasquez if it was an OIS, and then he said, "Oh, I what?" So he seemed to be a little, you know, kind of spinning a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, "An OIS?" He's like, it's like he didn't comprehend what I was saying, but I had kind of heard things going on in the background that it was an officer involved shooting.
Uh-huh.
It didn't seem self-inflicted. So we had also heard, we were listening to dispatch, and Oxnard had two shootings going on at the same time.
Oh,
so
really?
Part of me, at first I thought, well, maybe this is a retaliation or something, but then it appeared that it was a totally separate incident going on.
Okay. How long do you think you were there on scene?
Until
he was transported?
We probably got him transported within 20, 25 minutes, yeah. I'd say. We cleared a little. We moved pretty quick. We stripped him. They started an IV. We started doing, got him backboard, and we got him moving pretty quick. The first maybe minute, we were determining whether we were going to pounce or not, and then we realized he was still kind of gasping and breathing. And we put him on the cardiac monitor. He still had a pulse and everything, so we determined we need to work this patient up. He's still alive, and started our treatment pretty quick. We were on scene a little bit longer as an engine company because I believe the wife started freaking out a little bit. So,
okay, so you saw the wife there?
Yeah. The wife was across the street, of north of the driveway, on the other side of the street. Mm-hmm. And she was okay. We just kind of assessed her real quick. She was just kind of agitated and anxious. So the ambulance had already cleared and transported, but we stuck around for another 10 minutes or so.
Okay. So from the time you got there till he was transported was 10 or 15 minutes?
Well, the time we got there to his transport was probably 20, 25 minutes, and then we were an additional 10 minutes after that. The ambulance had already left.
Okay. All right.
Everything actually seemed to go really smooth. We were actually talking about kind of how smooth it went, at least on our end.
And yeah.
The deputies were helping us as much as they could on their end. But.
Okay. All right. That's about it. I don't have any questions for you.
Cool.